My guest at this time is Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King. He's a Republican representing the Hawkeye State's 4th Congressional District. He's a member of 3 House committees, including the House Judiciary Committee. We want to get his thoughts here in the next few minutes as it relates to the looming debate on Capitol Hill over guns, and specifically the president's agenda to restrict some gun rights in this country in the wake of the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, earlier in 2012, and some other mass shootings around the country. Congressman King has been very concerned about the Obama agenda on this, particularly as it relates to the Constitution. So for the next few minutes, we want to get the congressman's thoughts on where this debate stands, what he thinks the proper response is. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, I'm glad to be back with you, Greg.
You sent out a very interesting response to the president's inaugural address and his being sworn in for a second term, saying you hope that he adheres a little bit more than he did for the first 4 years to his vow to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. One of those issues that's coming up that I know is very, very passionate is that over guns. And the president, of course, just last week talking about his agenda in terms of universal background checks, banning what he calls assault weapons, reducing the number of bullets in a magazine, and some other things. Where do you see this Congress, in particular the House of Representatives, doing on those issues?
Well, Greg, I have the privilege of serving on the House Judiciary Committee, where these issues are you know, very likely to come through if they come through anywhere at all. And I look at the president's argument on background checks. That would mean then that every transaction on guns in America would have to be approved by a federal licensed firearms dealer. And that would mean that Christmas at the King's would be outlawed unless one of us got a federal firearms license. If we want to trade guns or buy one for each other, can't change hands without having that universal registration component of that. And so I'm concerned about that from a constitutional perspective. And then also another piece of it is, if you're going to reduce the number of rounds in a clip, where is the constitutional stop for that? Do you do it at 10 rounds, 7 rounds, 6, 5, 4, 1? Or do you just say everything has to be a single shot? And once you go down this incremental encroachment upon our Second Amendment rights, I think that they would probably not stop at machetes, but that's the direction they want to go. And the people that have stepped forward on this are the gun grabbers. They are the anti-Second Amendment crowd. And they are the opportunists that showed up the morning after the terrible tragedy at Sandy Hook. So the president is following Rahm Emanuel's directive. It's a crisis that he doesn't want to let go to waste. And he spoke to that yesterday in his inaugural address.
Do you think that the Republican-led House is likely to even take it up? And if they do, do you think there's any chance that that any of those components would pass?
Well, I think what will happen is, first, we should reduce it all down to something that's constitutional, and then we should do the things that are prudent in that order. Constitutional first, prudent second. And I look around at the Judiciary Committee, which we just organized the Republican side of that a couple of hours ago, and we'll formally organize the full committee tomorrow. And I see a lot of strong Second Amendment supporters on the Judiciary Committee. I see the NRA and the other pro-Second Amendment organizations very strong in this Congress. So I would expect that if there might not, I would not expect a big bill, but there may be some little pieces that find their way before the committee where they will get some pretty intense Second Amendment scrutiny.
Sounds like you're suggesting that the president's agenda is, in fact, unconstitutional.
Well, you know, it's not specific enough at this point for me to say, but the defenders of the Second Amendment, myself included, we're not asking for more. We're just holding our ground on those things that we've protected and achieved. And by the way, the Heller decision that came down a few years ago from the Supreme Court is something that has happened since the last time Congress outlawed assault weapons, if that's the language they prefer to use, and it is their language. So there's some difference in Supreme Court decisions. I think we'll be able to hold our ground and keep our weapons. And I would just take us back to what Judge Napolitano said. I thought he made it very clear. He said the Second Amendment isn't about the right to shoot deer; it's the right to shoot tyrants. And that's as succinct as I've ever heard it put. But we have that Second Amendment to protect us from tyranny, as a more delicate way to put that. And as long as that restraint is there, we're unlikely to see a tyrant take over this country. And that doesn't mean just now and what we can foresee. Our founding fathers were able to look forward into the centuries. We're only asking people, we're being told, if you can't see it on the horizon, then why do you think there's ever a threat from a tyrant?
Well, let's flip the issue. We've talked about your reaction to the president's agenda. What do you believe is the right response, if there needs to be one in your estimation, to the Sandy Hook, Aurora sort of thing, whether it's in Congress, whether it's in our culture? What do you think is the appropriate way to address this?
The actual functional things that one might do, there are gun-free zones. I think the locales should be able to make that decision, and they should be able to make the decision as to whether they want armed guards in their schools. That's a decision that each of us have to make. And if I look around the country, you know, I don't remember Washington, D.C. imposing federal, let's say, TSA standards of security on county courthouses or state capitals. Those decisions were made locally. The decisions on the security in our schools should also be made locally, not at the federal level. We need to look into the psychiatric aspect of this and mind-altering drugs. Some of the information out there would indicate that most and perhaps some number approaching close to all of the mass murderers that we have seen over the last couple of decades have been on some kind of mind-altering drug or just coming off. But that's worthy of examination. The violence that comes out of Hollywood, constitutional as the guns are, but it needs to be part of the dialogue. And you know, everyone has an ox that might get gored here, but in the end, the mass murders are a very rare thing, thank God. When they happen, they appall us to the point of sometimes suspending our prudential judgment and doing something that's reactionary rather than long-term prudent.
Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King represents his state's 4th Congressional District, member of 3 House committees, including the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Karumbas of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.